themselves in the spirit realm. Cook yourself also. Cook yourself on your knees. When power jump power, the checker one will surrender. Cook yourself in prayer. I remember the first time I traveled, I prayed and prayed. My eyes were so red, so I had to put on a dark shade. And I got to a corner, and they said they have to check us. Myself and my friend, that we were looking like suspects. Dark shade, dark suit, squeezed face, with briefcase, very, very deadly kind of briefcase. No smile. They said, raise your hand. We took our time. We dropped the briefcase gradually. We now raise our hands like that. They said, no, we can't search you in public. You guys are suspicious. Come to a corner. And I saw the way they were embarrassing my friends. Hitting up part of his body. I was cooking myself in tongues. Bakutete. I said, I've been looking for where to manifest. Let me start here. And they said, take off your suit. Beleduza. Kushedehe. I took it off. They said, bring it. I gave the first one. He fell under the anointing. So I picked it up. I gave the second one. He fell down. I picked up. I wanted to give the third one. He said, wear your suit back. Wear it back. The reason they are ridiculing you is because you are not manifesting. Tell your neighbor, manifest. I was preaching in a certain church. Some young men came there with their girlfriends and they were with bottle of beer. Stubborn young men came with bottle of beer and they crossed their leg with cigarette in their hand. While I was preaching, they were laughing at the back and they were laughing loud. All of a sudden, the Lord said, there is somebody who can't walk. And one of them turned. It was the younger brother. He said, now today I go know if this thing are true. And the Lord said to me, tell them to carry the brother out. And they brought the brother out. And I prayed for the brother in the name of Jesus. He stood up. He took the first step. The guy holler from the back. He dropped Gouda. But the cigarette was still in his hand. So he was coming close. He was coming close. He forgot that he had cigarette. And his brother began to run. He dropped the cigarette. And he lifted his brother and began to shout. And when he got to the back, his friend said, what of your beer? He said, forget beer matter. Not be beer with the talk now. Your problem is that you are not manifesting. Tell your neighbor, manifest. Say, manifest. I was in Sierra Leone the first time I saw the president of Sierra Leone. What, you know, before we got to his office, there was a man who, the president of Sierra Leone is from a Muslim family. So there was a man who I met while waiting for him. In the waiting room. The man came and he said, what's my name? And I told him. He said, Suleiman, that looks like a Muslim name. I said, yes. He said, you are a Christian? I said, yes. He said, shame on you. I said, me? He said, yes. And he began to talk. He began to talk about Islam. I didn't argue. We don't explain. We manifest. He said all kinds of things. Talked. And I told him, I said, you are just talking stories. The God you know is far. The God I know is very close. Emmanuel, God is with us. And while he was talking, I said, can I have your hand? And he said, what will happen? Because he was talking to generate crowd. People were coming. And I held his hand. I said, Father, back pain. On the spot, he did like this. And I took my hands off him. I said, sit down. He sat down quietly. And I said, when am I going to see the president? Very soon, when he finishes meeting. Why? Because I manifested. Cook yourself in the spirit and come out in public and manifest. People in the same house with you, somebody's threatening you. Not who get mouth they talk. Close the mouth for just 2 days. There's a way we do this thing, you know. Just go on your knees and just arrange that mouth for 2 days. He said, you may not see the wind, you may not see the rain, but the valley shall be full of water. Am I talking to somebody right now? It's time for us to make decrees. Sons don't close their mouth. Sons speak. They say something. Somebody look at you and tell you, you go see. And you begin to panic that somebody say you go see. The person spoke with the mouth. You have your own mouth. Reply. Somebody say you go see. The person is praying for you. You want blind?
You weren't blind. Someone said you go see. It's a prophecy. Reply. The year 2009. Don't allow your enemies have the final say. Paul manifested. Elijah manifested. Elisha manifested. I'll never forget my mentor, the late Archbishop Idahosa. One thing I learned from that man was manifestation. He manifested. One day when it was then called Christian Faith University, what they call Benson Idahosa University today, it was then CFU. And we were sitting there one day and some young men came with guns and bullets all over their body. I mean, giant gun. Giant size AK-47. And they were all over the place. And the Archbishop was standing. Dr. Chigwendu was standing. Some other ministers were standing. And they looked at the Archbishop. They said, we came to kill you. And he looked at them and laughed. He said, small boys. And he continued to do what he was doing. They said, we are here for you. He said, I'm coming. Let me finish inspection. Then we will talk to ourselves. When he finished, he talked to, he just turned and said, where are the boys? And they were bold. They were coming. And he was moving towards them. When you have gun, you see a man without gun walking towards you, you don't go fear. He looked at them. He said, I'm going to count to three. Your bullets will begin to melt. I'll count to three. All of you will go mad. They began to drop their gun. See, now send the sinners, come on. Now send the sinners. Men that manifest. Men that don't see sickness and run from it. This year, don't allow anything to intimidate you. Be the one that is looking for trouble. Don't let them look for your own. You didn't hear what I said? Be the one that is looking for trouble. Don't let them look for your trouble. You can't see what they are doing to me. Do somebody this year. And a devil make me. It's devil that make. It's time for Satan to say, it is this man that made me do this thing. It's time to man. I told myself, I'm going to close so many covens this year. I'm going to go. I'm telling you, close so many covens. Uproot many roko trees by prayer. Am I talking to somebody? Uproot many trees by prayer. Many years ago, I went into a town in Abeokuta. They call it Shakmon. If you know Abeokuta very well, you know that town. They call it Shakmon. While I was entering, I was in the car with the bishop. God opened my eyes. Inside a big tree, very massive tree, I saw cars. Big tree. I saw houses. I saw matriculation gowns, convocation gowns, wedding gowns. And I said, Lord, what is this? He said, the destinies of the people is in the tree. I said, what do I do, Lord? He said, bring it down. I said, this is big. And I turned to the man of God. I said, God just spoke that this tree has to go down. And the man of God said, I invited you to preach. Preach and go. Leave tree alone. Leave tree. And I said, for example, I want to speak to this tree or say something about the tree. Who do I talk to? He said, you talk to the Bale. The Bale is like the king of the land. And I said, I want to see him. He said, let me take you to where you put up. I said, no, let me see the man first. And we went there. Fortunately for me, the Bale was lying down. He had stroke. One part of his body was not working. So I was very happy. Why was I happy? I knew if God can heal that man, he will permit me to do anything. It was a good time. So while I was talking, he was speaking in Yoruba. I didn't know the man understands English. When you see affliction, you forget you are a graduate. The man began to speak in Yoruba. And I said, tell him. Let's have a deal. We are going to go around that tree and we'll put the tree. Because the tree was like the god of the village. They worship. I said, we'll put that tree. And the king said, the tree is not my problem. Let me stand up. If I can stand and walk, leave tree matter. And we prayed. The Lord healed him. He stood up, moved his hand and his leg. He now drew me to a corner. That's when I knew that he could speak English. He said, what are you going to use? I said, nothing. He said, what will you use to cut the tree? I said, just tell me to go ahead. He said, in 19-something, some missionaries came to cut the tree. While they were using motor saw, the tree began to bring out fresh blood. And people began to cry from the tree. You don't have anything. I said, just permit me. And the man permitted. And I told the pastor, I said, get some members from your church to meet us at the tree junction. And we got there. I told them to move around the tree. And we took some warfare songs. And I said, Father, I was told that mortal saw couldn't bring down this tree. I knock on the door of thunder. Let thunder blast from the top down to the bottom. Let lightning divide. Let the sun dry up the tree. Am I talking to somebody? Where the tree was before is now a main road. It's a road. A thunder struck, divided the tree from the bottom, and the tree separated, and some began to dry it up. Where the tree was before is now a road where people pass. But the good news is this: young men began to get married, people began to go to school. Whatever is holding your village and is connected to you, I release thunder. Tell somebody manifest. I think here you say manifest.
You see, two things that God will do. The first one is that will manifest an uncommon speed. To manifest, there are two things you must be connected to: the word and prayer. 2009, have a target. Have a target. I told you now in the military, there is something called a smart bomb. I told you yesterday, a smart bomb. A smart bomb is configured and designed in such a way that the bomb is programmed. It has a target it's about to mark. The bomb is programmed. No matter what's in front of that bomb, it has been programmed to mark a target. It will escape all the hurdles and hit the target. That is what your prayer does. If you are a prayerful person, you always hit the target. And you must have a target to hit the target. Stop praying 30 minutes, 40 minutes. That is for babies. I recommend for every ordained minister, at least 2 hours, 30 minutes. For every head of department, at least 2 hours. For every member, at least 1 hour, 30 minutes daily. You are connecting yourself. At least 4 or 5 chapters of the Bible daily. Have a target. Am I talking to somebody right now?
My mentor in the realm of prayer, Apostle Babalola, whenever I think of that man's prayer life, my heart begins to, I start feeling guilty. Apostle Babalola prayed to an extent that even his jokes were honored by God. He finished fasting one time and he told the daughter, he said, give me tea to break my fast. The daughter began to play about, was lazing about. And the apostle said, why are you behaving like a mad person? On the spot, the girl became mad. He prayed and prayed. He had no time for counseling. And he went to a river and blessed the river. He said, those of you who have problems, come and fetch water from the river. People fetch the river dry. One day he was having rehearsals with his choir. And while he was praising God, he was lost in worship. And he began to leave the ground. That was premature rapture. He was leaving the ground, leaving the ground. And the man on the jazz band began to scream, Babatilo, Babatilo. And they ran and began to pull him down. Prayer. The man was emergency rapture on the spot. Babatilo. And they ran. All of them began to hold his leg. They were pulling him down. You are not going anywhere now. Not yet. This year you are going to see dimensions. Oh. Many of you, your phone is your problem. Your phone. You are praying. Prakataka. Bing, 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 bing. In Jesus' name. Rokeke shoka para ba ba ba. Hello? I pray. Call me later. You are not praying, you are playing. Some people, it's internet. Your laptop is now the demon of your life. Some it is channel O, it's music. Some is video. It's time for you this year. Okay, all the videos you have been watching, what has it produced for you? Are you not ashamed you are watching people? Nobody's watching you. It's time. The word, prayer. And the Bible was speaking something very profound in 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 44. It said, and Elijah said, tell Ahab to run, let the rain does not meet him. Ahab was on top of the horse. Elijah ran on foot and he overtook Ahab. That's your common speed. How did he get that speed? Number one, the Bible says he saw the hand of God. Vision. Number two, the hand of the Lord came upon his head. So for you to get manifestation, the word and prayer. For you to get uncommon speed, vision. Stand on your feet.
the vision you have and the hand of the Lord.
What is your vision for your life this year? Listen, set goals. Get back and get a diary. Every member of this ministry, get a diary. Set goals for January. Set goals for February. Set goals for March. A man without a goal lives like a goat. Set goals. Have dreams. A man without a dream will have many nightmares. Have dreams. Set goals for your life. Set goals. I have planned 5 years' time. I have already set goals for myself in another 5 years. Set goals. I'm not thinking of what I would do January, February, March. It's already planned. April, May, June, July. Already planned. Set goals. Not that you wake up on Monday, you stretch. It is Monday again. They don't break. Oh, what you going to do, Seth? Set goals. Tell somebody, set goals. You didn't say that word. Say, set goals. Say it again. Say, set goals. Say it 2 more times. Set goals. Say, set goals. See, before March, before February, as sons, it's time to grow up. I told you what God said to me. It's time for you to reach out. Don't close your mouth. Evangelize. Enter the bus and preach. If you're always making noise in public transport, it means that you should stop taking public transport. If you always close your mouth inside public transport, it means that you continue in that public transport for long. When you enter into a public vehicle, preach. You're telling God, I'm tired. I will soon leave this one. Preach. Don't close your mouth. Say, it's time for you to win souls. Say to yourself, you look at January, say, I must have 5 souls, 10 souls for God. I must have 20 souls for God. Preach! It's time for us to take responsibilities. Set goals for yourself. This year, 2009, nobody should be idle. Nobody should just stay like that. Do something with your life. Set goals. Have plans. Have purposes. Have agendas for yourself. There is no way you can fail this year. That amen as Kwashoko.
Amen.
I said there is no way you can fail this year.
Amen.
That amen is from Kogi State.
Amen.
There is no way you can fail this year.
Amen.
That amen is from Uyo.
Amen.
There is no way you can fail this year.
Amen.
If your name is not Abating, but I'm shouting loud as
amen.
Are you ready? I don't know about you, but this year is for me. I said this year is for me.
This year is for me.
All the miracles that happened in Egypt, the Bible says it was the finger of God that did them. If the finger could manufacture 10 terrible plagues, what can the whole hand do? You see, the finger just touched and there was an overturn. Lift your 2 hands to the Father. Thank you, Lord. You begin to say to God, right now, I receive the anointing for prayer. I receive grace for intercession. The more I pray, the more I want to pray. This year, I will pray like never before. The more I know you, is the more I want to know you, my Jesus, more of you. Lift your hands, everybody. Lift your hands up. I want more of you. Stand on your feet, everybody. Is the more I know.
is the more I know you. Is the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you. Is the more I know you. Is the more I want to know you, Jesus. Did you come with her? You came with her. Who came with her? Who came with this lady here? Pardon, sir? Madam, Jesus is healing you. A kidney. Huh? Your kidney. Is that? Huh? Kidney problem. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, give her a brand new kidney. May she be totally healed. Let the dialysis stop today. Make her whole. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. You are free by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, lift your right hand to heaven. We're going to pray one prayer.
Thank you, my Father.
Legusba. What is that thing that is your pressing desire? That problem that has taken you from one place to another? That is your major cry to God. Open your mouth now and begin to tell God to settle it now. I can hear your voice. Tell God to settle it. Tell God to settle it. What is that heart desire? I can't hear your voice. What is that question in your life? What is? Open your mouth and talk to Jesus. Talk to Jesus.
Shabbata. Ikalabosata. Yadada sata. Ibalada sudeye brakanda. Ikalabana siba yatarata.
The problem is, look at this. You know why I called you out? I've not met you before, I don't know you. Why I called you out is I'm seeing strong division. Things that don't make, that is not enough to bring quarrels, is what brings quarrel between the two of you. And you have been crying, you don't like it. You don't, the way he gets angry. Your husband is a very loving man. When he gets angry, you see the other side. You ask yourself, is he the same man that acts like a loving person to me? It has happened. Because even the time you tell you are leaving, you are not staying again. Is that true?
Yes, it's true.
She told that I'm going. And you were saying to yourself, now you know because you were angry. You're already hot. It's not as though you meant it for her to leave, but you were saying, now you know. Because you were hot. The hand of God is going to settle you. Whatever stands, I'm going to talk to you privately after the service. Because there are some things the Lord is telling me, and it has to do with your children. It has to do with your children. Father,
put an end to this battle.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is a young man here. Your mother's name is Janet. But she's under a serious attack as I speak now. Ajewole. Janet Ajewole. That's your mother. She's under a serious attack as I speak now. Wherever the young man is, I'm not guessing. I'm hearing it. You are dark. You are a dark person. Wherever you are wearing suits. White sleeve. Your mother's name is Janet Adewale. She's under. Where is? I'm hearing this thing. I'm not. Is it you? Is it you? Come here. If there is something you have been fighting, it's charm. They have been using charm to pursue you. Everything about you, charm, 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 charm. Is it true?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Charm. They don't use charm today. They use charm to fight your mother. And presently now, she's not too composed because of the attack on her health. Charm. Your father, they killed him with charm.
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
They are dragging his property with charm. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Come. And the girl you wanted to marry, they charm her. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Come. It's a young man that she... Have you forgiven her? You forgive her? Alex. The name of the boy is Alex.
Yes, sir.
That charm her.
Yes, sir.
Well, by prophecy, I say to everyone under spells,